Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And, well, it's Thursday here on the show. And you know what that means? Well, we got a lot to talk about. So, we have the AEW Dynamite show from Wednesday, which was the follow-up to the Dynasty show. We talked about this a little bit on Observer Radio last night. And Dave wasn't a huge fan of the show. Thought that it felt unfocused, and I kind of had a different impression of it in the sense that we don't have another AEW pay-per-view until the end of May, and it's April 10th. We got like 6 weeks, so I can see that they are slowly putting some pieces on the old chess table, as they say, leading up the next 6 weeks. So we'll tell you about the show here today. My thoughts on that. More on the Brian and Vinny show tonight for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And we'll also talk about all of the rest of the news as well. We got a bunch of stuff coming up this weekend, including a SmackDown show. We've got a Windy City Riot New Japan show with Haruki Goto defending the IWGP World Heavyweight title. Of course, we got Collision on Saturday, which has three Owen Hart Foundation matches. And a lot of other stuff as well, so we'll get into that. Plus an update on Gunther, who re-signed with WWE a while ago, did an interview talking about why. Trick Williams doing another show on the CW that is not NXT. NXT ratings from this past Tuesday night and plenty more. We're going to have a lot of time today to take your feedback. So if you'd like to text me, 425-780-7566. That is the text message line, 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com, F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos this month, F4W Online at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I think Mike Sempervivi is currently attempting to connect. Can we get a shot of that, Suncast? So he's pushing all those buttons there. You there, Mike? Yeah, he's working on it. We'll see if he makes it on today. All right. We got a lot of news to get into. Should do a plug here. So I'm at Cannon Beach for one more day. And if I vanish off this show, I'm telling you why right now. It is furiously raining. And 2 hours ago, we were down at the skate park. Beautiful sunny day. Warm. And then, man, this blew in. And if you're one of my followers on, there he is. If you're one of my followers on, one of my super followers on X/Twitter, one of my subscribers, I put up a video of the rain right now. And people always talk about sideways rain. I put up a video. This rain is completely sideways. Not at an angle. It's completely sideways, furiously blowing. So I could be knocked off the air at any time. I also put up a video, if you're a fan of animals, this giant elk that crossed the road right in front of our car, and we took a nice video of it if you want to see a giant elk butt. So, yeah. All right. You there now?
I think so.
Okay. Did they fix your internet?
Apparently it was the neighborhood's internet. You saw those messages. It wasn't just mine.
Well, I never know if those people are telling the truth or not. I don't trust them. So this is not really like a big story here, but can you imagine that WWE has filed to trademark SmackDown?
Sure, why not?
Do we have any lawyers listening right now?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Hey, listen, Tom and I have been using that SmackDown name for a while now.
Well.
So could we contest this trademark? Is that possible? Now, granted, we didn't trademark it, but still, yeah. We've been doing the sponsorship SmackDown for years based on the sponsors that WWE has on SmackDown. And now they've decided they're going to trademark SmackDown? That doesn't seem right. I don't really care, but we're still going to call it the sponsorship SmackDown. We used it first. All right, let's talk about some actual news here. So, this coming weekend, we've got a, quite frankly, SmackDown edition of SmackDown from Seattle. It's from Seattle, everybody. We got a gauntlet match for a WWE Women's Tag Team title shot at WrestleMania 41. Katana Chance and Kane Carter versus Bayley and Lyra versus Shayna and Zoe versus Meechan and B-Fab versus Piper and Alba versus Natty and Maxine Dupree. So basically, they're doing the exact same thing they're doing on NXT because the men are doing a gauntlet next week to determine who gets a tag team title shot at WrestleMania. So if you haven't figured it out, the story of the WWE WrestleMania weekend is now how many people can we get on the show without doing a battle royal? We have countless multi-person matches. We've got, let's see if I got them all here. We got a three-way, for NXT, we got a three-way NXT title match. We have got a six-way women's North American title ladder match. We have a four-way NXT women's match. Allegedly, it'll be one-on-one for the tag titles, but I doubt it. And then for WrestleMania, we have got a three-way main eventing night one. We have got a three-way for the women's title. We have got a four-way for the Intercontinental title. And there's probably going to be more to come that I've not listed here. But yes, this is the year of how can we get everybody on the card in one way or another. So there you go. But anyway, SmackDown also has Cody returning to SmackDown. Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest face-to-face, and Rey Fénix faces Berto, who's Humberto Carrillo. So that's coming up on Friday. And then Saturday, we got Collision with a bunch of tournament matches. Takeshita versus Brody King. Athena versus Harley Cameron. No spoilers for that live match. Jamie Hayter versus Billy Starks. Anthony Bowens versus Blake Christian. And FTR will speak.
Who's Vanilla Baby getting all this FaceTime for all of a sudden? How about that?
What are you talking about?
It's Blake Christian's nickname, is it not? It's what he's got on the back of his trunks.
He's the baby face?
The Vanilla Baby.
Oh, the Vanilla Baby?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I still can't get over this whole Anthony Bowens and... What is this? Anthony Bowens and... I guess you can't see that, can you?
No.
Still can't get over this this Anthony Bowens Max Caster thing.
Why?
I just feel like I'm on another planet with this Max Caster. You know?
He's getting over.
No, yeah, that's a problem, Mike. That's the problem. Okay.
Explain.
When people say, "Look, it's working. He's getting over." Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you would say if somebody came out of nowhere, the Mulkeys, for example, weren't over, and then they kept going, and then they started to get over, okay? So that's what we would be talking about. But what happened here is, am I in another universe? Max was already really over. Do you understand?
But that was a long time ago.
He was one of the most over acts on the show with Bowens and Billy. They took a guy who was really, really, really over, and then they gave him a new gimmick, which is starting to get a little over.
But
that's not a positive.
You're missing one.
That's
big,
a negative
detail. You're missing a huge portion of things, which is the act got stale. Like a lot of things that they did, it started to kind of spiral into the ground. He kept messing up his reps. People really did kind of get tired of it.
Yeah, I think they did that on purpose for reasons unknown.
Well, they had no direction, and then they disappeared for a while, and then he came back as this. And is it a very geeky Barry Horowitz, pat on the back sort of thing? Yes. But now they're at least chanting his name. He gets to do a lot of stuff, and he's getting some FaceTime on TV every week, whereas a lot of people don't, either by design or for whatever reason. So obviously, he's a huge geek, but that's what he wanted to be, and it's actually working for him.
Where does it get him?
We shall see.
Let me give you an analogy, all right?
Okay.
Let's say, Mike, that you've been poor your entire life, okay?
Okay.
And you start a business, and you start making a little bit of money, and people are like, good for Mike. He's making some money in his business, okay? Mm-hmm. So now let's say that I was poor. I started a business, and I made $10 million. I just made millions in my business, okay?
Okay.
And then I, like, gambled it all away, okay? Yeah. I just gambled it all away and had nothing. And then I started a new business,
yes.
And then I made a little bit of money, and everybody was celebratory. Look, he's making a little money now.
Yes.
I mean, like, yeah, I had a lot of money. Do you understand my analogy? I don't even get it.
Yes, you would be the president of the United States right now.
Oh, would you stop? So anyway, Anthony Bones will be facing Blake Christian. And FTR will speak.
That all came from Vanilla.
And you know who's going to be in big trouble when FTR speaks?
Who?
Tony Schiavone.
Oh, you know what? The full turn into David Crockett is coming. I just want to know how it happens.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you how it happened. He mentioned Dax's kids.
Well, I know that. His daughter. I just want to know, does he get sickled like Nikita Koloff laid out? Like, what do they do with Tony?
I don't think they can physically attack him, but I think he's in trouble. Hey, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Copays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I got the full schedule for WrestleMania week, for those of you that are listening to this right now. So I leave Wednesday, and so I don't think I'm doing Observer Live Wednesday. Possible that will change, but I don't think so. I don't want to... these airports. But Thursday, we're going to have a studio set up at our Airbnb, and Thursday I may be doing the show, Mike.
Oh, yeah?
So get excited.
Will I be doing the show, or will you have a special guest showing up for that show?
No, I don't think it's going to be anything special. But that'll be Thursday, and then Thursday night, it'll be Vinny and I, and we're going to be doing a show after attending the TNA special. So that'll be Thursday, and pretty much anything else we've seen. Vinny and I have got tickets to pretty much everything at the Palms, the collective weekend. So we're going to be going to as many shows as we possibly can.
You get involved in that senior scramble somehow?
I've already reserved my spot for 5 years from now, yes. Fear
did
not.
Did you see that lineup, by the way?
Yeah, I did. I wish I could get in this year.
Incredible.
And then we've got Friday, Dave and Garrett will be doing a show, I believe. Or it might, yeah, it's Dave and Garrett. Because Friday during the day, it's Dave and I, the Q&A and meet and greet at the Palms at noon. So if you're going to Vegas and want to meet Dave and I and go to the Q&A, the live Q&A, that's noon at the Palms. And tickets are available at f4wonline.com/Vegas. f4wonline.com/Vegas. And then I think Dave and Garrett are probably doing an Observer Radio that night. Saturday, there will be a fight game show. There will also be Texas Day Brazil at noon. F4WOnline.com/Vegas if you want to go. There's a watch party which is sold out. And there's a WrestleMania after party at the Cosmo, which you can get tickets at F4WOnline.com/Vegas. And Saturday night, Dave and I will be doing a post show covering WrestleMania. Sunday, we will be doing another post show covering WrestleMania. And there's also the brunch at the Wicked Spoon and the after party at the Cosmo. Tickets at f4wonline.com/Vegas. And Sunday also has Vinny V's karaoke party at 10 o'clock at Go Go Karaoke, I guess is the name of the place. And Vinny and I also might be doing bonus shows throughout the week as well. Whenever we get an opportunity, depending on what shows we watch, etc. So a lot coming up, and you can get everything at f4wonline.com. And the full site, if you're a new subscriber, f4wonline.com/new. If you only want to hear all the podcasts, including everything over Mania Weekend, f4wonline.com/Spotify, f4wonline.com/Apple, f4wonline.com/YouTube. So take your pick, sign up, and we got a lot to cover. So, that's the plan. All right, Pac. So here's what I can tell you about Pac. He got hurt yesterday. And what happened was, him and Strickland were doing a match, and Swerve gave him a buckle bomb, that dreaded buckle bomb, and there was nothing wrong with it. He hit, boom, just like you always do. But when he hit the ground, he screamed and grabbed his ankle. And they did, like, a spot. I mean, not even... I mean, he just laid on the ground. I think Swerve might have kicked him or something. And Pac rolls over, rolls out of the ring. Doctor comes over, looks over the ankle. There's moments. I mean, it was just time stood still. We're waiting. What's going on? What's going on? And I guess Pac told the doctor, I'll get in and hop into the finish. And so he was allowed to get in the ring, take one super kick, take a swerve stomp, and that was the end of the match. So he took the pinfall, I guess in storyline, he felt it was very important that he do a job here, which I think if you're looking at, you know, this is the beginning of the end, the unraveling of the Death Riders, he probably needed to get pinned here. But anyway, after the show, the feeling last night was, shouldn't be out too long, okay? That was the feeling last night, shouldn't be out too long. But he is going in to get an MRI today. And so the MRI will tell us if it's only going to be a little while or if he's in trouble. So hopefully he's back soon, which is what everybody initially assumed. But we don't know anything other than that until the MRI results come back. So that's the story on Pac, and we wish him the best, especially because they, you know, he was in a big match. He was scheduled for a big match with the Ops for the Trios titles. So, yeah, hate to see anybody get hurt.
And some people even call him Pac. Now, I got a question for you.
If not me.
If he's going to be out for a significant period of time, do you just have John Moxley in there to face off against the Ops and have him pull double
yes.
duty? Okay.
That is what you do.
You don't drag anybody in?
No.
Okay.
Mox is going to be in there and his team's going to lose. Because they're also, well, we'll get into the Dynamite report in a minute. Gunther is re-signed. Actually re-signed near the end of 2024. Did not reveal the financial details, but he said he now gets a tour bus. So that was a perk he asked for that was granted. He signed, I'm given the impression, for a lots of money. He was asked if he considered other options before re-signing. He said, no. I'm set where I am. Nothing else is really, how could I, he says. I think I saw that statistic recently. Since I signed in 2019... Keep in mind, by the way, when Gunther was first signed, he was not in the shape that he's in now. He was a big, heavy guy. In fact, if you asked him, he would probably say that he was fat. And I remember he'll never make it to the main roster. He's never going to be pushed hard on that main roster. Well, here we are. It's 2025, and he said that there was a statistic online since he signed with WWE in 2019, 6 years ago, he has been a champion 85 to 90% of the time he has been there, whether that's NXT UK, NXT, or the main roster. So that was a big miss by people that thought he'd never make it. He's been the heavyweight champion, the longest reigning Intercontinental champion of all time, NXT UK champion, and world heavyweight champion, obviously. Although I don't think that's going to last much longer. But anyway, he's re-signed and he's happy. NXT on Tuesday was up 5%, 0.17 and 18 to 49, which is the best number since February 25th. And they're actually up 5.6% from last year at this time when they were on USA, although the 1849 down 10% because for whatever reason, older people watch on the CW. They're watching those Saved by the Bell reruns. So kind of interesting because they didn't really have a lot announced for this show either, but they did have a match announced involving all three main eventers for Stand and Deliver. So that was certainly better than the week before when they had practically nothing announced. So as we talked about, you got to announce stuff. People aren't going to watch your show if you don't announce stuff. And you know what else? If you put a commercial break at the top of the end of the show, you're going to kill the overrun.
Why are they doing
that? I'm just trying to help.
How is this happening?
I don't know.
Was never an issue before. Now all of a sudden, like, why are we at the top of the hour with the commercial? It just doesn't make any sense.
Trick Williams is going to make a guest appearance on the seventh season, the finale of All American, a scripted football drama.
Ooh.
He plays Eddie Blair, sounds like an NXT name, athletic director of South Crenshaw High School. And apparently there's a picture of it on the front page,
Compton,
apparently, because it says, see above. The show, man, did I ever tell you about when I drove through Compton?
No.
I didn't?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
How much time do I got? All right, I'll tell you a quick story. This is probably more interesting than Trick on the Seat Up. So we went down for Bash at the Beach 1995, which was in Huntington Beach, I believe. And we drove from Seattle. And at the time, I had a red Geo Metro. And it was Tony and I, and I think my buddy Dan Adam. And we started driving from Seattle. And back then, you know, I was young and even more stupid, so we decided to drive straight through, no brakes. And I thought, as soon as we get to California, we're going to start seeing signs for Disneyland, for Los Angeles, okay? Well, California is big. So we get into California, there's no signs. We drive and we drive and we're driving for hours. I'm like, where is the sign for LA? Like, it's got to be coming up soon. And finally, off in the distance, I see, oh my God, that's the first sign. We're getting close to LA, and we get closer and we get closer, and it says LA 399. I was like, oh my God. So we drive and we drive and we drive and we drive. And I decide, you know what? We're going to go to Disneyland first. There's got to be signs for Disneyland. Anyway, the point is, we ended up in Compton in my red Geo Metro. And we drove through that town. We didn't know where we were. 1995, by the way. And thank God the music is played. You can fill in the rest of the story. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, if you go to my Twitter, my X, at Brian Alvarez, the free one, well, coming up on May 17th, for Relentless Wrestling at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino. There will be, at 4 o'clock p.m. that day, a special pre-show podcast before the wrestling show that night. A pre-show podcast hosted by, yes, myself, as well as Filthy Tom Lawler, a live Filthy Four Daily with a very special guest. Do you know who the special guest is, Mike?
I do not.
You don't?
I don't.
Wow. Well, on May 17th at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino in Spokane, Washington, at 4 o'clock, the pre-show podcast with myself and Tom Lawler will feature special guest Kurt Angle.
No.
Yep. We will be interviewing Kurt Angle May 17th at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino in Spokane, Washington. Tickets are available right now. Extremely limited VIP packages. Includes a fan Q&A, early entry, exclusive merchandise, and more. You can go to RelentlessPNW on Twitter /X, RelentlessPNW. Check out the pre-show podcast for Pacific at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino in Spokane, Washington, myself and Tom, and the legendary Kurt Angle.
I am impressed. Yeah. I got to be honest.
I got a lot of questions for that guy, let me tell you.
Hopefully none of them are about sausages or hot dogs or anything like that.
Oh, just you wait. Just you wait. All right. Well, let's talk about some other stuff. We'll talk more about that as the weeks draw nearer. But I'm pretty excited to drive over that damn mountain. Go
that
see Kurt Angle.
That sounds actually fantastic. That sounds like a reason to drive over
I'm
that
gonna
mountain.
I'm going to get Tom at the airport. We're going to do a four-hour road trip. Across the mountain.
Is that going to be recorded for public consumption?
Maybe it will, maybe it won't.
Ooh.
You'll have to see.
Who's going to play the role of, never mind.
The policeman? We'll find out. All right. So, the Dynamite show opened up with a Moxley promo, where essentially he's not so sure about these Young Bucks, even though they helped him retain the title. And so he said, you better be careful before you make any moves. We had Moxley versus Shibata, where you can see Moxley loves this dude. Like a, I can't call it like a UWFI match, but it was not like a traditional match. There was no heat. It was just grapple, beat each other up. Moxley sold for hours for this guy, and then he raked his eyes, put him in the choke, submitted him. Afterwards, the Young Bucks came out. They had a stare down, and then Moxley and his crew left. The Bucks cut a promo, and they basically are trying to get Moxley on their side. They think they should all team up together for the good of the company, because they also, much like Moxley, they want to make AEW great again, so to speak. And they call him out to discuss this further, but Kenny Omega comes out. Very controversial promo.
Controversial?
Because it was very wacky. And yes, I get it, guys. I've been on the board. I know Kenny's a wacky guy. I know he does wacky promos, okay? But in the middle of this promo, he broke down into, and listen, here's the thing. People hate when you compare AEW to WWE. They hate that, okay? Well, How can you listen to a Kenny Omega promo? I can't even talk about what he talked about here on Observer Live, but it was total toilet humor. The only thing you can think of as a wrestling fan when you hear this is Vince McMahon in WWE. He loved this stuff. He loved it. So I thought it sucked. I don't want to be reminded of Vince. The rest of it was fine. In fact, I had no problem whatsoever with him being wacky and the rest of his promo. And you know what? If you would have taken the stuff with the dogs out, it would have been just as good a promo, if not better. So anyway, I didn't like that aspect. But he wants to fight. Then Okada comes out. Then Swerve's music hits. And then Pac jumps Swerve. A lot going on. They're clearly building towards a blood and guts match or stadium stampede or whatever it's going to be. But they're getting everybody on everybody else's side to figure out who's where. Obviously, Swerve and Hangman are going to end up together on this deal. But we got a lot of time, so this is the beginning of this build. And then we had Pac and Swerve. This guy goes, any problems on how he was dressed? Better than Mark Davis? We don't want to bring up Mark Davis. The poor guy's hurt. Get off his back. Anyway. We talked about Pac and Swerve. That sucked. Poor Pac. And then they clearly had time to fill. And so it was like they just had video package after video package after video package because the show's timed out. And so they got to get everything on schedule again. But then we had a segment where Hangman goes into Swerve's locker room. Hangman, he's looking for Swerve. Swerve's not there, but Nana is. And Hangman says, you tell this guy if he gets in my way in the Owen, I'm going to pick up where I left off. I wasn't trying to help Swerve this weekend. And he goes to leave, and Nana says, hold on a second. I can't speak for Swerve, but I want you to know I really regret it. And Hangman stops him. I don't want to hear it. You don't deserve that. And he storms off. Hangman is having second thoughts about hating Swerve, especially after Swerve basically apologized. But he can't bring himself to forgive this guy. And so anything that will cause him to start feeling the sympathy. You don't want to hear it. Now, I'm filling all this in because they didn't tell you guys any of that. But I am. Briscoe and Ospreay and Speedball and Kevin Knight versus Ricochet, Beast, Mortos, and Crew with the winning team splitting $400,000. Why is the winning team splitting $400,000? I don't have any idea. It was never explained. They did this one other time. There was no follow-up to the winners getting $400,000. It's just something Tony now likes to do. So anyway, the babyfaces won. Pinned Mortos. At least that guy's a lawyer. He's got money. Said Copeland was out indefinitely after FTR killed him. We had a Hurt Business segment. MJF now thinks he's part of the group, but Lashley, he wants no part of this. And so he's angry. And finally, MVP says, you know what? In order for you to be in this group, we got to take a vote. Thumbs up or down? Everyone knows me. I'm a thumbs up. Lashley throws down the mic. He just walks away. Presumably, that's a thumbs down. And so, MVP says, Shelton? Even though one person's already given a thumbs down, he wants Shelton's vote anyway. Shelton puts out the sideways thumb, but then points it down. Lashley's like, thank you, brother, and he hugs him, and they leave together. And MVP shrugs at Max, and he leaves as well. We had Megan Bain actually saying words, 5 words. I'll make you bow down. So now we have 2 queens in wrestling, Charlotte and Megan Bain. Chris Statlander, Thunder Rosa in a tournament match with Tony on commentary. Tony on commentary is the best thing on this show. These announcers were dying. The last time I wrestled Chris, she says, I got dropped on my head and I lost 3 inches. But then I met Tony Schiavone and I got him back. They're crying.
Not so finally, toilet humor?
No.
Okay, that's fair.
All right. Statlander hits a lariat. Saturday Night Fever and gets the pin.
Tony Storm is hilarious. Tony Storm is entertaining. It's great. I love it when Taz breaks up, especially with that said, you've got to be careful because there is a match that is supposed to be going on in the ring that's supposed to be getting over, too. You got to be careful with that stuff.
Don Callis puts over Takeshita and Fletcher.
Now go ahead and say what he said.
They're jacked and hot and healthy.
Oh, my God. Oily, too.
Oily. And he's looking for new members. You hear that? He's looking for new members. Undisputed did a promo. They're back. Jericho came out for a learning tree segment. And long story short, he gets angry. Actually, he doesn't get angry. He gets disappointed. I'm not angry, he says. I'm disappointed. He drops an F-bomb. He's yelling at poor Bad Apple and old the tall
Bill,
guy there, Big Bill.
William Redwood.
Yeah, William Redwood. And so finally he goes, I'm disappointed in you guys. And until you change that, I think it's best I'm not here. And he leaves. So apparently he's off TV for a while. He is touring with Fozzy, but I looked at the schedule, and I think there's some Wednesdays open, but it appears that he's gone for a while.
I would figure Dinner Theater is actually, that's when they're at their most booked up. So I figured he'd, well, I guess not.
Hurt Syndicate promo. Shelton admits, you know, that MJF is kind of funny. Lashley's like, I'm out of here. And he leaves. Shelton follows him. MJF comes in. He says, why am I being treated this way by these guys, MVP? Don't they know who I am? I'm MJF. MVP says, well, yeah, that's a problem. They do know who you are. You need to find out what those guys want and give it to them. Then we had Joe and Hook against Wheeler and Claudio. I thought they had a good match. And they did a triple submission finish of the Death Riders, basically. Moxley tries to distract. Wheeler rakes Hook's eyes. But then Shibata comes down, starts choking out Moxley in the aisle. Hook puts the red rum on Wheeler. Joe puts the clutch on Claudio. All three heels are getting choked out. And Wheeler taps out, and Hook gets the big win. So then Marina hits the ring and clips Joe's leg. Shibata tries to make the save. He gets killed. Claudio gives Hook a neutralizer on an open chair. And then they bail. And a furious Joe returns and challenges them to a match for the trio's titles. So during that segment with the Young Bucks, they're explaining that they're all better together than apart, basically. They want to you know, unite with the Death Riders, and Moxley is not down with this idea. So I think that what makes the most sense is the Death Riders lose those trios titles, and once the Death Riders suffer their first big loss and things are beginning to unravel, that's when Moxley decides, you know what, maybe we do need some help. But one way or the other, I think it's time that some babyfaces got a big win, and so I think that them winning the trios titles makes sense to me. So we'll see. I thought it was a pretty decent show overall. I thought it was a good, simple show, I wrote in my report for my followers on X and subscribers at F4WOnline.com. Because I do reports every week, you see. You can check those out there. Yeah, good stuff.
I want to pick nits about one thing.
Yes.
Kevin Knight actually could have used that victory over Mortos just from a visual aspect of it. Yes, Will Ospreay's the big star in that party match, and it was a very fun one. But with that said, why not give Kevin Knight a victory there, considering the most we've seen him do is lose?
I do not disagree. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it.
With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I will not be around on this show for Fun Friday. Apologize. Mike will be here tomorrow.
No, I won't.
What?
I won't. Unfortunately not. No, I will not. So we will have a fun evergreen show of some sort.
Why don't you see if Tom can do it then? I'm going to ask him, damn it.
Okay, because he'd have to do it solo, unfortunately.
That's fine. He's done it before.
He has indeed. He does a very good job of it, too.
All right. Well, anyway, tonight's a Brian and Vinny show. We'll talk AEW NXT. We got 90 minutes to go over everything. Since I always have to hear, I can't believe you didn't talk about blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm going to talk about blah, blah, blah tonight. It's on the Brian and Vinny show. And then this weekend we'll do SmackDown Collision. There's going to be an Observer Radio show with Dave and Garrett after UFC. There's a lot of stuff coming up. And then we'll be back to talk about everything else this coming Monday.
Well, so, you won't be. Not here. It's going to be me and Tom again.
On Monday?
I thought you were off the next 3 Mondays.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm here Monday. I leave Wednesday for the show, not Monday.
Now, is Tom going to be here on Monday, though?
I don't know. We'll find out now, won't we? I got to figure out one day at a time. So let me figure out tomorrow first.
Fair enough, Valerie Bertinelli.
Anyway, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I want you to check out the front page for more, WrestlingObserver.com. The new Observer is going to be out tomorrow with a lot of different news as well. New Observers every week. If you're not a subscriber, F4WOnline.com/new. That is F4WOnline.com/new. And you can also check us out, Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. So check it out, and that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you tonight, Wrestling Observer Live.